Has the fiscal cliff been averted or just postponed? Civilians are hurt in the latest Burmese army strike. And what happens when you plant a seed? Farms International answers that question on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Remember the U.S. fiscal cliff we talked about in December? Food for the Hungry's Dave Evans told us what's happening now.
Although we were excited about the measures that were adopted, because at least we didn't go over the cliff on December 31st, there's these three things that conspire together now that could end up being a perfect storm.
There's the debt ceiling and the government's using last year's budget, which expires at the end of March. Across-the-board cuts threaten FH outreach programs starting March 1st.
The January 1 decision was simply a stopgap measure. Unfortunately, there's still a lot of hard work left ahead.
Charitable deductions are still on the table, and if cut, could mean even less help in Jesus' name for the world's poor. Pray for U.S. leaders.
We also would ask you to contact your congressional representatives and senators and let your voice be heard with regards to these issues as we head toward March.
Meanwhile, a 15-year-old boy and 76-year-old pastor were among the victims of a Burma army attack. Burma's military fired three rounds of cannons on the Kachin people in Laiza Monday morning. They killed three civilians and injured four. According to Christian Solidarity Worldwide, the Kachin Independence Organization is based in Laiza. This offensive by Burma's army on Kachin civilians adds to their string of ethnic and humanitarian rights violations. Pray for the Kachin people and believers there. This is Mission Network News. Syrian refugees are desperate as some of the worst winter weather in decades has hit portions of the Middle East. Many people escaped war-torn Syria this summer with only the clothes on their backs. As a result, they face winter's bitter cold with flip-flops and t-shirts. But the Jesus Film Project is delivering help and hope through heating and cooking units and a Jesus DVD. Can you help? Get connected at our website. Pray that real peace would come to Syria. Meanwhile, what do you get when you plant a seed? You get a crop, and if you plant enough seeds, you get a harvest. That's exactly what Farms International is experiencing in northern Thailand through some microenterprise loans. Farms' Joseph Richter says one pastor told him,
they have seven families in their church, all being helped by Farms through coffee-growing projects. And he said last year, the tithing from just those seven members totaled $3,400.
The surplus led to another yield.
The church actually voted to use 40,000 baht of their tithes to the church to support a Lahu church planting missionary in Burma.
Despite the small numbers, the Lahu Christians of Thailand want to reach their villages and neighboring countries with the gospel. Will you pray with them? As evidenced by this small church in northern Thailand, Richter says,
there's no limit to what the local church can do when given the proper tools and the proper incentive.
And are you interested in full-time missions, but you don't know where to start? Well, let me tell you about Greenlight Internships with the Mission Society. This program takes you straight to the mission field, working between 2 and 18 months. Richard Coleman with the Mission Society says it's a great way to learn hands-on.
The program that we have allows them to be immersed in the culture, to be mentored by existing missionaries, and then to just explore what their life could look like should they become a full-time missionary.
It's a challenging program.
It costs money. It takes away from your family. Hosting interns is work, but I think the rewards and the dividends are worth it.
Internship opportunities include work in Thailand, Kenya, and Peru. The Mission Society is looking for students with a heart for God's Great Commission.
In order for the next generation to be raised up, the missionaries have to take the time and the energy to invest in the next generation of missionaries.
You can learn more about joining a Greenlight internship through the story on our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's offering Operation Mobilization's Pray Freedom, a 12-week journey of prayer for those caught in modern-day slavery. Take a journey of prayer across enemy lines to the slavery hotspots of the world. Get Pray Freedom at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the pink link. I'm Greg Yoder.